Coming up on this episode of DL Weekly, Lunar New Year and Valentine's celebrations have begun, Mickey's sensational parade returned.
Shopping totes, popcorn buckets, food, Heimlich, and more. DL Weekly starts now.
Welcome to DL Weekly, a podcast about Walt's original Magic Kingdom, Disneyland. We cover the latest news and information from the resort, test our skills at trivia, and have a discussion about the parks every week. We invite you to send in your feedback and stories. Our contact information can be found at dlweekly.net. Now sit back, keep your hands and arms inside the podcast, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello and welcome to this episode of DL Weekly for the week of January 30th, 2019. I'm Tig Bushman.
I'm Charissa Urban. We would like to send a shout out and a big thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon, including LEC, for joining at the general admission level. This support helps make DL Weekly possible. Our patrons get some pretty nice perks like access to our Discord chat, live show recordings, some DL Weekly swag, and more. If you would like to learn more, head on over to dlweekly.net/support.
Well, if you want to have a voice in the podcast and our discussion topics, please head over to dlweekly.net/vote to register your choice for the next discussion topic. We've been getting a lot of great responses, so please keep up the great suggestions for the future of the show.
If you are going to the park soon and want to be wearing some DL Weekly swag, head on over to dlweekly.net/short and pick some up. We have also added some new designs to the store, so if you haven't been over and checked it out for a while, I would suggest to go look.
Well, last week we talked with Fred from Touring Plans about how their system helps you get the most out of your day at Disneyland. We're happy to announce that as a listener of DL Weekly, you can get your first year of Touring Plans free when you contact James or Mike over at Concierge to book your next Disney vacation. Concierge is offering this to all listeners of the show exclusively. Just be sure to let them know that you are a DL Weekly listener. Concierge will get your hotel, tickets, dining reservations, and everything else customized for you, and then you can go log on to Touring Plans and get your days laid out so you can get the best value for your time at the parks. It really is a winning combination.
Now let's get to the news. The Lunar New Year celebration in California Adventure has kicked off and will run through February 17th. It is a great opportunity to see the Three Little Pigs, who are rarely in the parks. The celebration is mainly limited to the Paradise Garden areas and the parade route that runs in front.
We have a lot more to talk about with the Lunar New Year celebration later on in the discussion topic. Well, in the past, Valentine's Day has not been heavily celebrated at Disneyland, but this year has made up for all the other years. Hearts are everywhere on Main Street. There's a mini scavenger hunt, decorations, and of course, food. There are even some large props that you can use in photo spots.
Even your taste buds can join in the Valentine's celebration. Seasonal offerings like a strawberry beet salad, southern pork belly sliders, a roasted vegetable spring roll, or the molcajete platter can be found throughout the resort. There are also many sweet treats like the double chocolate fritters, Burning Love Valentine's churros, and even chocolate tamales. The Valentine's celebration goes through February 18th.
Well, Teresa, I know how much you enjoy food. Does this stuff look good to you?
It does. So I'm going to, before we get into the food too much, I want to back up and talk about the decorations.
Sure.
Yeah, so the decorations on Main Street, I mean, they're not super over-the-top fancy. They're very simple, but I like it. I kind of like that they're just simple. It kind of reminds me almost like when you were, in grade school and you would make little, you would make your own Valentine's decorations. It kind of has that sort of feel for me. So I really like it.
Yeah, no, I get that same feeling too. And I'm looking at the some pictures right now. Like they have the fire engine and stuff, and they've got those kind of hearts with like nice little sayings. Which I know this isn't Disneyland related, but I did see this week that the company that actually makes those is out of business now.
Yes, so supposedly we're not going to have any true conversation hearts available this year. But I think there's other brands though that have conversation hearts.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I can't imagine that somebody wouldn't pick up the baton there and keep going with it. But yeah, I mean, all this stuff looks really good. And then I know you want to talk about the decorations, but I'm getting to the food because the food looks good. The chocolate fritters, I don't know. The picture that I see on my chat about it doesn't look too appetizing to me, but it's chocolate, I suppose.
We'll try them. I would definitely try them.
Yeah, and then this Burning Love churro. It's a red sugar churro with See, sweet and spicy. Yeah, so I'm not sure about that because I don't do spicy, but
I'm curious. I'm very curious. I just really like the name. I would try it just because of the name. I thought that was very cleverly named. But the one I'm really excited about for desserts is that chocolate tamale.
I was just going to say, because when we were doing the script, you were talking about this chocolate tamale. Yes.
It's served with espresso, whipped cream, and cherry compote. It just sounds so good. I've never had a dessert tamale before, but this one, I would for this one. This looks delicious to me.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty large, too.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a pretty good sharing. You can share it with your Valentine.
Well, there you go. We just got to be there for Valentine's, right?
Yes. The other thing that I'm really excited about, and you guys all know how excited I get about these, but there's a mini scavenger hunt. How fun is this? There is a cost to do it, but you get a prize. I think it's a little either Mickey or Minnie mouse little stuffed plush thing that you get at the end of it. So it's a pretty nice prize, but just I think it's so cool that they do these things. Not only is it a nice thing to kind of break things up for, say, like annual pass holders, it's something new and exciting, but it's something to look forward to even for those of us that aren't fortunate enough to have an annual pass. This is something that makes me want to go to the park because of this. So I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they keep wanting people to come, and it's nice to see that they actually have decorations and stuff again for Valentine's Day, when for a long time there wasn't any.
Did you look at any of the photos that they have of some of the more savory foods that they're offering, like the strawberry beet salad? I think that one's at the Blue Bayou. There's Southern
Pork
sliders, though. They sound and look so, so delicious.
So I know you wanted me to talk about all the stuff with the savory food, but the only thing I'm seeing, because there's a lot of sweet food on here, is that I want to try is at the Bengal Barbecue. It's the Piranha Lemonade Slushy that has mango and pineapple lemonade with lychee and pomegranate popping pearls. And I just think that the idea of the popping pearls sounds really cool. It looks really good. I definitely would want to try that. I have not tried any of the things that have any type of popping pearls in the park so far, so I am very excited to try that, and this would be a good candidate for that.
It just sounds so refreshing, too. Maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll keep it around because it'll be so popular. So then we can try it later.
Right. Or, you know, who knows? There'll probably be a bunch of new stuff out by the time that rolls around.
I'm sure there will be.
With how fast they keep releasing more food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, after a little over a year, Mickey's Sensational Parade has returned with a couple new floats to celebrate Mickey's 90th birthday. One of the new floats is a toy Mickey beating on a drum and a new birthday cake float. Pushed by Chip and Dale. The Mickey beating on a drum float, that one's kind of interesting because it's actually supposed to look like it is pulled by Goofy. And so the stuff I've seen of that looks pretty interesting because he kind of gets distracted by the audience, you know, the parade viewers, and then he goes over to do that, and then it kind of starts doing its weird thing, so he has to run back over and steer it back on track.
You know, I'm a real big fan. I like the cake. I don't know why, but it's just a very fun, very whimsical feeling. It's like the perfect Mickey birthday cake, in all honesty.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else would a Mickey birthday cake look like?
I know. It's topped with like ribbons. Of course, there are hidden Mickeys all over this thing, nice and brightly colored. It's huge, so he can share it with all of his friends. I don't know. I really just, and the other thing with this parade in general is I love the colors with this parade. It's so just the colors make this parade feel so energetic. And then you've got the music, you've got the dancing. It's just such a high energy feel to this parade. I'm very, very happy to see it back.
Oh yeah. All the dancers and stuff are definitely not leaving anything bottled up. They're definitely giving it their all.
It's going to be exhausting to be in this parade. I mean, really.
Well, that's what I was telling James earlier this week. I was watching it on YouTube, and I said, you know, I'm not sure if I like the idea maybe of being in a parade, but I'm not sure because I feel like there would be times where, you know, like the middle of summer when it's extremely hot, that like it would be really exhausting to be, because you've got to go. I mean, the parade lasts for 45 minutes if you're going from the beginning of the parade route to the end of the parade route. And so, you know, you'd be very, very tired and hot and dehydrated and everything at the end. But you're also putting on such a show and everybody's there to kind of see you. So I think that's kind of cool, too. So I don't know. Would you be in a parade?
I'm going to hand it to those cast members, though. I mean, the stamina and the fact that I think my face would get tired after a while from all the giant smiles that they have on their face and how expressive they are. You know, it's intense. So it's just, it's so amazing to me that these people and these cast members are able to put on such a stellar show day after day after day. It's just amazing. In a continuing effort to be more environmentally aware, Disney has debuted new reusable shopping bags. The bags come in three sizes and range in price from $1 for the smallest option to $2 for the largest. The bags feature Sleeping Beauty Castle on one side and Mickey's Space Mountain and AT-AT and It's a Small World on the other. You know, Tag and I were looking at these photos of these bags, and first of all, what a great price point for these things. It would be hard not to buy this because it's a great souvenir, plus it's super inexpensive. They look like they're really well made too. But I just love the design and the graphics that they chose for this. They're very simple, but they look great.
Yeah. And one thing that I think is nice is, you know, when I go to the parks, you know, I know that Teresa, you travel a little bit differently than I do. You kind of wait to the end to buy a bunch of stuff. I'm one of those, I'll buy kind of as things go on. And so this will be nice because if I buy stuff during, like one day, I can take it back to our hotel. I can empty it out or whatever. And then I can bring it back and I don't have to use another bag or hold a bunch. Plus, the best thing about reusable bags is they're stronger than regular bags. So, not that I've had any problems with any of the Disney bags because they're actually pretty good quality. But also just being able to sport that, you know, like maybe I'll use it and take it to the grocery store and be sporting my Disney pride.
Oh my gosh, I would use these things all the time. Are you kidding me? I would get rid of all my other reusable bags and just solely have these if I could.
Well, I know what you're buying in August.
That's just me. Yeah, right. You know what I'm coming home with.
Definitely. Well, a new souvenir popcorn bucket will be floating into the park starting on February 1st. The special edition Steamboat Willie Balloon Popcorn Bucket will be available for a limited time and is only for annual pass holders. This 90th celebration bucket is refillable for $1 through March 7th, 2019.
I love this popcorn bucket so much. I don't know if I love it enough that I would become an annual pass holder just to be able to buy it, but it's just, I think it's so, so well done. So it's the traditional shape that, you know, it's the traditional Mickey Mouse balloon shaped bucket, but it's all in like that classic black and white. It almost has a metallic look to it. It isn't actually, but just kind of has this little metallic feel to it. But the thing I really think is just great about this bucket is the ribbon or the like strap for it. Looks like an old piece of film that has all sorts of different Steamboat Willie scenes on it, I guess would be a good way of explaining it. I just think it's so, so well done.
Yeah, I like it too. And I think it's real classy looking with the black and white color scheme. You know, it's not trying to be flashy necessarily. It's just very simple. And you know exactly what it is when you see it.
Exactly. Good job, Disney.
Yes.
Calling all Anaheim Ducks fans to celebrate their 25th anniversary on Monday, February 11th, the Anaheim Ducks will be taking over Hollywoodland at Disney California Adventure. The day will be filled with meet and greets, hockey-themed activities, photo opportunities, special decor, merchandise, sweet treats, and more. The Animation Academy will even show you how to draw some of your favorite Disney ducks that day.
Well, Teresa, I feel like you'd kind of be up for this because you've been talking so highly lately of the Animation Academy. Would you go in there to draw some Disney ducks?
Yes, of course. So, yeah, I'm not really a big hockey person. So, to me, doing the meet and greets and all that kind of, you know, that hockey celebration, that's not really my thing. But I think it's really cool that the Animation Academy is kind of getting it on the celebration and doing it kind of, you know, they've got their own little spin on it because obviously you're not drawing the Anaheim ducks, but you can learn how to draw different Disney ducks. And the cool thing about that is, for those of you that haven't been to the Animation Academy, when you first go in the morning, there's like a board, I guess, that shows what different classes are available that day and what different characters you'd be able to learn how to draw. Well, this day is going to be dedicated all to the ducks. So they're actually going to be featuring some Disney ducks that they don't usually have available for their animation classes. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, no, that sounds really cool. And, you know, some people, it's hard to find some hockey stuff in America generally. And I assume in Anaheim, you know, because it's not like a frigid climate there. So I think other than, you know, if you go see the actual Anaheim Ducks. But I think it'd be a cool meet and greet. It's something a little different. I know that there's been football people there in the past, and there's been, you know, people, college football people and stuff there we've reported on. So it's good to see not just football people coming to the parks, which I'm sure some people will be happy about. Well, something that we haven't talked about is the current annual refurbishment of Fantasmic. Not too much to note except that it is scheduled to return on March 8th. I know this is helpful for a lot of people because I think I would delay my trip to March 8th if I was planning a trip around that time, because I definitely want to see Fantasmic. It is a must-see when I go.
No, I was just going to say, I think we haven't reported on this because this is very sad news for us. The fact that Fantasmic is not showing right now and that it is not, you know, that it isn't available. But, you know, you never know with their refurbishments. You never know what's going to come out of it. So I'm curious to see if it's just, you know, a normal thing or if there's maybe going to be something slightly enhanced with the performance.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, speaking of refurbishments, the refurbishment of Sleeping Beauty Castle is continuing with the last view of the highest spires visible for a short time longer. The new scrim that will sport the Herb Ryman concept art should be arriving soon, in addition to another scrim for the back that will feature a battle between Prince Philip and Maleficent as a dragon. I know Tag's going to want to see that scrim for sure.
I am really excited about this Prince Philip and Maleficent back scrim.
You know, me too. I think that this could be really, really awesome. I know it's very sad that we can't see our beloved castle in all of its glory, but I do really appreciate that they're kind of trying to make the best of the situation, and they are doing these themed construction scrims. It's definitely way, way better than the normal green that you see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's really good because, especially with the castle, I think it's important to have, you know, a picture or something that kind of represents the castle. Because, you know, some people, you know, maybe they've never been before, and if it's behind a scrim, that's kind of disappointing. So I think having some cool concept art, and then, of course, adding that a little extra with the back, kind of adds something a little different that, like, hey, I was here when this cool scrim was up that is not ever normally here. I know I'm going to be jealous that people get to see it.
Yeah. And, you know, and who doesn't love a good photo wall? You have a whole photo, walk, basically. You have a whole photo walk. Forget the little wall. You got tons of different options there.
Totally. Well, speaking of scrims have also gone up around the French market as the facade is getting refreshed. This, again, is one of those just kind of short little notes to let people know when they're in New Orleans Square, there's going to be tarps and stuff. Basically, there's a lot of refurbishments going on right now because this is the last little kind of run up to Galaxy's Edge, and I think they're just trying to get everything in tip-top shape for it.
It makes sense. Well, in some great news for fans of Heimlich's Choo Choo Train, the attraction hasn't been completely demolished and moved into Yesterland. One of the ride vehicles has made its way to the Pixar Studios. So
Heimlich made it to Pixar.
Heimlich has gone home.
Oh, he's so happy he's inside where it's not dealing with the rain. Although it is California, so how much rain really is there?
And perhaps maybe his big chunk of watermelon or something, one of his food items, has made it there with him so he doesn't go hungry. Because that little piece of candy corn that he always holds probably isn't going to last him too long.
That's true. It's Pixar. They'll make sure they give him plenty of candy corn and yummies. I'm glad to see this, though. It does make me very happy. Listeners know I love Heimlich. Well, now we take a trip to Trivia Land, where producer James tries to stump us with Disney trivia. He'll read us the question, we'll attempt to answer them, and then James gives us the correct answers after the discussion topic. So what do you have for us this week, James?
Well, for those listeners out there who don't know, we are entering the kingdom of Arendelle here in where we live.
Tag is so excited.
Yeah, temperatures are falling like to the negative 30s with wind chills in negative 50s and 60s. So we're going to start with a Frozen-related question.
Oh, great.
All you.
So where in the park can you find Anna and Elsa for a meet and greet?
Oh, they're probably at the Princess Fantasy Fair would be the only thing I could think of.
I'm going to say that it's over in Disney California Adventure. It's the same building as the Animation Academy, but I don't remember what that part's called. So I'm going to say the Animation Academy in Disney California Adventure.
All right, question number two, and this comes from Lauren W., who asks, What fast food chain owner was such a fan of Disneyland that he modeled his employee name tags after cast member name tags?
Oh. Ooh. Fast food?
Fast food.
I'm trying to think.
I feel like I've seen this too and like never really made the connection.
I'm going to go with In-N-Out. Because I feel like In-N-Out has name tags like that for some reason.
So I'm desperately, I don't eat fast food very often, but I'm desperately trying to like think of all the different name tags I've ever seen. I'm going to say Jack in the Box.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was trying to think, so this is hard for me because I grew up in the Midwest, but I feel like it's probably more of a like Western chain versus a national chain that would do this.
Oh. So
I feel like, I don't know why, but In-N-Out.
Or so not, you're saying Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box, yeah. You said okay. In-N-Out, I'm saying Jack in the Box.
Okay. I miss Jack in the Box, by the way, living in the Midwest now. I really would love to have a Jumbo Jack.
All right, question number three. This is a who am I question. So after my Disney Imagineer career, I helped design the opening ceremonies of the 1984 Summer Olympics and the dinosaurs of Jurassic Park. Who am I?
Oh my gosh.
Oh. I'm going to say Stan Winston because I'm a Jurassic Park fan. So
I'm going to bow out. I have no idea. Final answer.
Wow. Teresa, giving up.
Really? You know, one of the things I really want to do, and we're going to have a discussion topic on it at some point, is I personally just want to learn more about Imagineers, and because I really don't know that much about it. So, yeah, that's my answer. I don't know.
Sounds like a great future learning experience.
Yes. A lot of opportunities there.
Oh, yeah. All right, our last question comes from Richard S., and he asks, when Walt and his team were pondering what music to have inside It's a Small World, it didn't start with the now iconic song. What were the children going to sing?
I'm probably wrong, but I think that they were going to sing the national anthems of their countries. Teresa?
I was trying to think if it's always been themed that all of the dolls are from different countries or if it's just always been all dolls.
It's always been the countries because when they christened the attraction, they brought vials of water from all the different places around the world and they dumped it into the floor.
Oh, that's interesting because they did that with the Rivers of America too.
Yep. Well, I think the Rivers of America was they brought water from all of the different rivers that it was supposed to be in America. Yeah. Similar idea, though, for sure.
I'm going to say, like, nursery rhymes.
Well, that's not a bad guess, though.
Not a good week for me.
That's finally.
I got to let Tag win every once in a while. Like, most right. Of the time.
I feel like the fix is in whenever Vern asks questions. Teresa does pretty well.
Oh, you're asking
she did
questions.
Well. Tag she back. Did. She did really well on the Trivia Spectacular, which was you.
That's true, too. Yep, can't forget that.
In James's defense, I would not have gotten the pharmacy one if Vern didn't give us a hint.
All right, well, just stay tuned for the correct answers from James at the end of the show. So for our discussion topic this week, when we were kind of putting the show together this week, we determined that there is so much stuff going on with Lunar New Year this year that we wanted to talk about it. Because, first of all, there's tons of food options.
Tons of food, tons of merchandise. Really all around just tons of things to do. It's amazing to me. I feel like this festival has like exploded this year and I love it.
Yes.
There's so much going on. I feel like even last year, I know that they had the Lunar New Year, but I just feel like it was very short and just kind of a little nod to the Lunar New Year. This year it's like they all bets were off. It's an all out, it's an all out party. I think that's really, really awesome. I think it's so cool to bring this different culture into the park, have all of these different, there's so many different foods, merchandise, even the fact that there's some different characters that you can do meet and greets with that aren't normally in the park. We were talking about this a couple days ago, Tag and I. Mulan is not one that you can normally meet in Disneyland, and I for sure have not ever seen Mushu in Disneyland. When I think of those two characters, I think about them in Epcot, because you can, you know, you can go see them and visit with them over in Epcot fairly easily.
Yeah, I know when we were talking about this that I know that there's some good classic footage of Disneyland with the Three Little Pigs, but I'm still just surprised. I mean, I know it's the Year of the Pigs, but it's just really interesting to me that they have the Three Little Pigs out for this, and they're like a newer variant of the costumes and stuff too, which is great because the only ones I've ever seen were like kind of the scary time frame when it came to the costumes. But there's so much going on, and it's amazing to me that it is in California Adventure, in that kind of, I would say, almost kind of like quaint little corner of the park that is just full of all of this, all of these things going on for the Lunar New Year.
Taking over, yeah. So most of the festivities, if you guys get a chance to go, are over in the Paradise Gardens area of the park. So that's the area that's kind of back by like Goofy's Sky School. You know, that far back corner of the park.
Yes.
They had a lot of stuff going on last year for Pixar Fest back in that same quarter. A lot of AP meet and greets and special things that they had for annual pass holders going on in that area. Yeah, it's a really great area of the park. If you haven't been, just in general, they've got a really great bandstand back there. There's restaurants. It's just this really nice, like, you feel like you found your own special corner of the park. It's quiet back there. It's great. It's really, really great for these sorts of events, I think.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that's interesting is, so right now there's not really a lot of, I don't know, spectaculars or that kind of thing, or parades or anything over in California Adventure. But the cool thing is because of this Lunar New Year, Mulan has a procession. They're not calling it a parade, but it's kind of like a little mini parade. And it has the Three Little Pigs, and it has Mulan and Mushu and some, you know, some themed, you know, characters kind of along, and they kind of come out and they do this kind of like little procession in that corner of the park. So I think this adds a little something fun and exciting. There's pictures online that I've seen of, you know, Goofy kind of dressed up, you know, themed to kind of a New Year Chinese theme. And, you know, there's some dragons and stuff like that that look super cool. Looks like a lot of fun music and dancing and some drums and stuff, which I love all of that. Anytime I've seen any type of New Year stuff, Lunar New Year stuff, not just Disney Lunar New Year, but just kind of, you know, New Year's celebrations, they've been extremely fun and exciting. So it kind of looks like they're blending those festivities with Disney, and I think that it looks like they've done a really nice job.
So some of the things that you guys can catch in this little cavalcade is they have a dazzling Chinese dragon puppet. There are brave warriors. Like Tag said, there's drummers, but they also have dancers during this. It's more of a celebration type mm-hmm. feel than just a regular parade. It's not like these people go by and that's the end. They kind of do a street performance almost, would be, I guess, how I would
that's,
kind of
explain yes. it. Yes, I think that's the best way to explain it, a street performance, yep.
Oh, and it seems like it's very interactive, and they're like, you're right there, right with them. So it feels very almost intimate. You know, you can almost reach out and touch these performers. They're right there doing their thing. There's all sorts of like ribbons and all sorts of, I don't know. It's just this great celebration.
And of course, you know, there's also, I know we love talking about food. We've already talked about a lot of food, but there are plenty of food options for this celebration. And one thing that's kind of cool with this is kind of like what happened with the Food and Wine Festival. There's an actual Sip and Savor pass that you can get for $39, or if you have an annual pass for $35. And it has 6 tabs that you can exchange for food or non-alcoholic beverages from the festival, from the different festival booths. So I think that's a pretty good deal.
And if you have a chance, Disney Parks blog has, of course, released the official foodie guide to the Lunar New Year. I think the Sip and Savor pass, for me, it would need to be larger than the amount that they give you. I don't think that I need more tabs than what they give me. There are so many really awesome different treats that you can try. Anything from Vietnamese iced coffees to just shrimp fried rice. There's even a Mickey Chinese hot dog bun. I thought that was kind of interesting. But just so many very unique Asian-inspired dishes, of course, with a classic Disney twist. A lot of these are either Mickey-shaped or, you know, somehow there's a lot, well, mostly it's Mickey-shaped things, actually. Let's be real. But
there, this has probably the most amount of Mickey-shaped things that I have seen. Yeah.
I have a mandarin orange green tea tart that is Mickey shaped. Like I already said, the Chinese hot dog bun is Mickey shaped. There's a pineapple pastry.
There's a purple yam macaron with creme fraiche, which like is just my eyes are rotting away looking at it.
The thing, you know, I think my favorite Mickey shaped thing is there is, I believe it's the Korean grilled chicken. It comes with a side of rice. The side of rice is even Mickey shaped. I just love it.
Yeah. And some of these things just look really good. There's a, what is this? Oh, the mango mousse. There's this mango mousse that just looks shiny and delicious. And it's got this cute little decoration on top that has kind of like an embossed Mickey head.
Yeah, it just looks, I would feel guilty putting my fork or spoon into it. It just looks perfect. Well, oh, here's the tag. They have an almond milk iced tea with popping pearls.
Oh, yeah. Boba popping pearls.
I would highly recommend if you're going to try any of the food, I would probably do yourself a favor, get the Sip and Savor pass, save yourself a little bit of money, and go try some of these just delicious looking dishes. And these are things that you don't normally find in the parks. I think that's what's so exciting about it, is it's very different from their normal offerings. Because a lot of the times, you know, it's not like it's a different flavored churro. It's like, it's a completely different menu from what you can normally find. I think that's what I think is the best part about it.
I know some of you might have on your bucket list to eventually maybe go to Shanghai Disneyland. Well, if you want to pretend you've been to Shanghai Disneyland, some of the items that have appeared for the Lunar New Year celebration is tagged with Shanghai Disneyland branding. So I think they took a lot of the stuff that they have from over in Shanghai Disneyland and are sharing it with us for the Lunar New Year celebration in Disneyland. So there's that.
You know, I was really impressed with how many different things that they have available for merchandise, because really, in all honesty, this is a pretty short time period that they have for this festival. So you wouldn't think that they would devote a lot of merchandise to it. But they have these, they're almost like light up lanterns, I guess would be what I'd, it's a classic the Mickey light up sticks that they have in the park, but it has a Chinese lantern on the end of it with, of course, Mickey on it. They're all sorts of beautiful balloons. Those are the ones that are tagged with the Shanghai Disneyland logo on them. But just, I mean, it's just gorgeous. They even have special mini ears. You know how much I love a good pair of ears. but yeah, there's just, I mean, it's just endless. I can't believe how much stuff there is. It looks like, from photos, it looks like there has to be an entire store dedicated to the Lunar New Year merchandise.
Oh, I totally agree. There's lanyards and everything else, too. So they do some face painting. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff going on for this Lunar New Year. It's really cool. I kind of wish I was able to go. But maybe we'll have to schedule a trip out there during the Lunar New Year period in the next couple of years to actually be able to experience that. Or if any of our listeners have gone and experienced this, if you could, you know, contact us and let us know what your experience was with all this, or have some pictures or anything of some of the food or face painting or just, you know, the parade or whatever, anything like that. Just let us know how it was, because obviously we can't make it there this year.
A couple of other things that I wanted to point out too was there are some, if any of you are fans of different art or the artists that you can find in the parks, they do have some special Chinese calligraphy artists that are in the park. It looks like they're there Mondays and Tuesdays during the Lunar New Year. And so you can take home custom hand-drawn calligraphy from them.
Oh, which, wow.
I mean, that's something that you definitely don't see there normally. I think that is so, so cool. The other thing, too, that they've got is they have a lucky wishing wall. So you can make a wish during the Year of the Pig. And basically, there's strings of ornamental lanterns that you can write what your wish is on them and then hang them up. And it's back in the paradise. Again, it's still back in the Paradise Gardens area. But it just, even just visually looking at what this string of these little lanterns, these wishing lanterns look like, it's just beautiful.
And they've just done such a great job with all this. And I think that, I don't know, I feel like they've added so much stuff to the Lunar New Year. I don't know how they could ever plus it and make it like any more in the future.
It's Disney. You know, they don't take things away very rarely. I feel like they just keep making things bigger and better when it comes to these celebrations. Over at the Paradise Garden Bandstand, there's going to be daily performances to help welcome the Year of the Pig. They have Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese folk dancers and all sorts of different music. And also, it just, I don't know, it just sounds so cool. Again, this is not something that you normally get to see or experience in the park. So it's just so exciting to me. Plus, I love music. And this was such a great area. This is where Vern and I got to watch the Pixaromic Orchestra. And it's just such a great little venue for this stuff. It's very intimate. So I think it'd be so much fun to see different folk dancers and to be right up close with the Melody of China music that they're going to have playing. It just, I think it'd be great. I would spend a lot of time back here personally.
Well, I think that's the point, too, is to, you know, offer something that's not just a standard, you know, park offering, and to kind of bring more people. I mean, not that they need to bring more people in, but it brings more people in. So I think it's great. I also think it's great that they are able to take different cultures. We kind of are starting to see this, like we saw this with Coco and stuff as well, where they're starting to kind of bring in other cultures into the parks and kind of allow people who maybe aren't as exposed to these different types of cultures and exposing it to allowing these people to kind of experience these different cultures and learn kind of about different cultures. I think that's awesome.
And just to celebrate these different cultures too. So I thought this was really interesting. So the Melody of China, that is the musician group that is going to be performing over in the bandstand areas, but they're actually based in San Francisco, but they are professional musicians and they all hail from different areas of China, but they are a renowned fusion of Chinese folk, classical and contemporary instrumental. So it sounds like it'd be something that basically all ages could enjoy. Looks like if you do want to catch any of the performances over in the band shell area, it looks like it's daily, like 11:30, 12:30, 1:45. So they do have daily performances scheduled. If you're going to go, I would make sure to double check the schedules before you head over there, just to make sure you don't miss them.
Absolutely. Well, did you enjoy listening to this episode of DL Weekly? You could support the show for as little as 25 cents an episode. If you want access to the supporter chat, like we always talk about, it's only 75 cents an episode. Please consider joining supporters like Brittany C. and head on over to dlweekly.net/support.
You know that you can rate and review DL Weekly on iTunes every 6 months? Well, if you haven't reviewed us recently, please do so, as it helps get our ranking better and allows our community to grow.
I also want to say again, just to remind everybody, that if you do want a free access to touring plans, to contact James or Mike over at Concierge, because they will hook you up with that if you book anything through them, and they're great to work with. So I think there's nothing to lose. Well, now it's time to return to James in Trivia Land to get the answers to the trivia.
So to keep reminding you that it is freezing cold outside, first question was, where in the park can you find Anna and Elsa for a meet and greet?
And I said the Princess Fantasy Fair.
Yep, and I answered, I couldn't remember the specific area, but it's in California Adventure in the same building as the Animation Academy.
So this is a point for Teresa, because they're in the Disney Animation Building. All right, so our second question from Lauren W. was, what fast food chain owner was such a fan of Disneyland that he modeled his employee name tags after cast member name tags?
And I said In-N-Out.
I said Jack in the Box.
And you were right to think about a West Coast chain. This time it's Tag's Point with In-N-Out Burger.
Good job, Tag.
Well, I don't know why I was thinking about that. And then I Googled for In-N-Out name tag after I said what it was. And sure enough, it's in that same kind of shape, that oval with that kind of protruding lump on the top. And that's where their logo is. So that's a great name tag design. I love it.
All right, so the third question was, a who am I? After my Disney Imagineer career, I helped design the opening ceremonies of the 1984 Summer Olympics and the dinosaurs of Jurassic Park. Who am I?
And I said Stan Winston, and Teresa abstained.
Yep.
So we got some learning to do for Teresa, but the answer is Bob Gurr.
Ooh.
Bob Gurr, really?
I kid you not.
Wow, that's exciting. So that was not a point for me, but...
No point, but you learn something, and that's what's important.
And learning is half the battle. The more you know.
Isn't it knowing is half the battle?
I don't know. Let's go.
And our last question tonight is from Richard S. When Walt and his team were pondering what music to have inside It's a Small World, it didn't start with the now iconic song. What were the children going to sing?
And I said national anthems.
I said what, nursery rhymes?
Yes.
I don't even remember what I said.
That confident, right?
Yes, yeah.
So the tie's been broken. Tag wins this week. He has got it right.
Good job, Tag.
Are you serious? That was right?
That was right, yeah. But when they started putting it together, the people were like, that just doesn't go well together. And so they had to come up with something else, and eventually they landed on It's a Small World.
I can imagine that the transitions between national anthems would not be very smooth. Could, you know.
No. I agree.
It probably feel very abrupt.
So, let alone multiple kids from multiple countries of the same continent in one spot, you're just not getting anything out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So they weren't even going to just pick one. They were going to, like, oh, well, I guess they wouldn't be able to just
Well, it wouldn't be the children of the world if it's just picking
you're right.
one.
The thing is, you're right, yeah.
Everyone's singing America.
Thank you to Lauren and to Richard for submitting questions and successfully stumping us. Well, at least me, anyways.
Yeah, they got you. Take out one of them.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, if you have trivia that you'd like to send to James or Vern to stump us, send them an email at producer@dlweekly.net.
We'll be back next week with more Disneyland news and information.
So until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon.